Style. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to lesson number 66, part 2, on The Voice of America. Nous retrouvons maintenant Martin Lerner en conversation avec un pilote d'hélicoptère, a helicopter pilot. Ils sont à bord d'une plateforme de forage, un offshore rig, dans le golfe du Mexique. Vous allez vous familiariser avec les expressions concernant le travail et l'emploi. What do you do? Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Autre question que demande par exemple Martin Lerner au pilote. How long have you been a pilot? Depuis combien de temps êtes-vous pilote? How long have you been a pilot? Autre question. What kind of training do you have? Quelle formation avez-vous reçue? What kind of training do you have? Tell me about your work. Parlez-moi de votre travail. Écoutez.
Would you rather take it in the other room?
This is very comfortable, and the coffee is good. Thanks. Are all the men working?
Some are working. Some are sleeping. Nobody comes here after lunch. The men come here after work. It'll be busy soon.
What about the men who work at night?
Sometimes they come early in the morning, but they usually come after they sleep.
How long have you been a pilot?
A helicopter pilot? 18 years. I flew before that, though.
What do you mean?
I had a pilot's license before I became a helicopter pilot. I flew light airplanes. You know, the little ones.
When did you start flying?
When I was 15 years old. I had a pilot's license before I could drive a car. My dad was a pilot.
What kind of training do you have?
Do you mean for flying a helicopter?
Yes.
I was in the Army. I trained in the Army. I always wanted to fly. That's why I joined the Army. I knew they would train me and give me experience.
Did you always want to be a helicopter pilot?
I don't think so. I can't remember exactly. I became interested after I joined the Army. I was amazed.
A helicopter amazed you?
Yes, I couldn't believe them.
What do you mean?
I couldn't believe they could fly, but I wanted to try it.
Which is more difficult to fly, a plane or a helicopter?
A small plane is easy.
Have you flown a military plane or a large, fast plane?
No, I think the flying is similar. A helicopter is maybe harder at low speeds and hovering.
Tell me about hovering.
You know what that means, don't you? The helicopter just stays in one place in the air. It's like it just sits there in space.
That looks easy.
But it isn't. The wind moves the helicopter. The pilot keeps it steady.
It was windy when we landed on the rig.
That's what I mean. You have to be very careful.
Is the training for airplane and helicopter pilots the same?
No, it's not the same. It's similar. Much of the training is the same, but some things are different. Helicopters are much slower than jet planes.
That sounds like a good thing to me.
Maybe you're right.
Are helicopters safe?
Sure. They're safer than jet planes.
Why?
They can go slow, very slow. If the engine fails, they are better than a plane. You can come down in a helicopter safely. Hey, Charlie. This is Charlie Swope, Martin.
Hello, Charlie. I'm Martin Lerner.
I'm happy to meet you. We don't have many visitors.
What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
What kind of engineer?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Maintenant, exercez-vous à poser des questions. Rappelez-vous la question clé. What do you do? Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Martin vous présentera deux individus qui travaillent sur une plateforme de forage, un offshore rig. Vous leur demanderez ce qu'ils font. Attention, les voilà.
Hello, this is Charlie. This is Billy Mitchell. This is Saul Yoder.
Hey, turn that down, please. Thanks. I want you to meet Martin Lerner. He wants to ask you some questions about the rig, okay?
Sure.
I don't mind.
Why
Go
not?
Ahead.
Autre question qui a trait avec le travail. How long have you been a pilot? Pour combien de temps êtes-vous pilote? How long have you been a pilot? Ou bien, how long have you been a doctor? How long have you been a worker? How long have you been a mechanic? À votre tour de demander la même question. Allez-y. La personne vous dit, I'm a pilot. Vous demandez tout de suite, how long? Allez-y. I'm an engineer. À vous de me demander cette fois-ci. Allez-y. Et si vous voulez aller encore plus loin, vous pouvez demander la question What kind of engineer are you? Quelle sorte d'ingénieur êtes-vous? Si vous voulez encore plus de précision. Donc, la première question serait La personne vous dit I'm an engineer. Vous leur demandez How long have you been an engineer? Et vous pouvez aussi leur demander What kind of engineer are you? Quelle sorte ou quel genre d'ingénieur êtes-vous? Quelle sorte d'ingénieur êtes-vous? À ce moment-là, la personne peut répondre I'm an electrical engineer. Ou bien I'm a mechanical engineer. Un ingénieur mécanicien. Ou bien I'm a chemical engineer. Un ingénieur chimiste. Alors, vous voyez, il y a énormément de possibilités. Autre question avec kind, c'est-à-dire genre. What kind, quel genre de ou quelle sorte de. What kind of training do you have? Quel genre de formation avez-vous? What kind of training do you have? C'est une question qui revient à la même question de base. Vous pouvez tout simplement répondre I'm a pilot. Voilà, c'est ma formation, je suis pilote. I'm a pilot. What kind of training do you have? I'm a chemical engineer. What kind of training do you have? I'm an automobile mechanic. What kind of training do you have? Demandez cette question à votre voisin ou à vous-même. À haute voix. What kind of training do you have? And that's it for lesson number 66 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 66 d'English USA. What do you do? Que faites-vous comme travail? What kind of training do you have? Quelle formation avez-vous? Tell me about your work. Parlez-moi de votre travail. Ce sont là des questions de base lorsque vous vous renseignez d'une personne et de son travail. Bonne chance et pratiquez comme vous le pouvez. Until next time. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
24 heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
Dernière nouvelle, VOA Afrique.
Vipi ni mzuka, tunaruka mashore.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
What's gonna give you these flowers tonight? What's gonna ask you to stay? Practice all that I would say it just right. But now there are no words to say. As I watch you kiss him softly, the same way you kiss me, I scream, what am I gonna do it forever now? Tell me, what am I gonna do it forever now? Oh, all the plans we made don't work if you're not around. So tell me, what am I gonna do it forever now? What do I do now?
Écoutez VOA Afrique.